Okay, we're holding in Reish Mem Beis, and we're holding at Sifkat and Dalet in the Mishabura. So as we said, the top line in the Shulchan Aruch and Amud Beis is Arkein Tzarech Litzamtzim Mishar Yomim Kedei Lechaber HaShabbos. That's the punchline here, that a person has to make sure to be Mechaber Es HaShabbos. So Mishabura says, the Mezayna Kedei Lechaber HaShabbos in Ois Dalet, the b'mezayna shel Shabbos v'yantif im moisif moisif in loy. When it comes to the food for Shabbos and yantif, if a person adds on to what he spends for covered Shabbos, so moisif in loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds on to his parnasa to pay him back. V'chamay shamar chazal, kol mezaynosif shel adam, k'suvim loy mirash Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. Like the Gemara says in Beya, that all of the person's mezaynas are set from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah Hashem decides how much parnasa person is going to have a whole year. And the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? V'yesh lizoer, and therefore a person has to be careful. Shelo yosef bahen, pen lo kotzvu lo kol kach. A person has to be careful not to overspend, because he doesn't really know what the fact that he has a lot of money now doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to continue that way, and maybe this is what he has set. Chutz mi'aytzah Shabbos v'yantif, except for the expenses of Shabbos and yantif, and aytzah hazban of l'talmud Torah, and the expenses of sending his children to learn Torah, that the Gemara says over there, she moisif moisif in light, that if he adds on to it, so then that's not in the cheshbon, and if he adds on money and he spends extra for covered Shabbos, it doesn't come out of, so to speak, his set amount. That is separate from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him extra money. On the bottom in Shar Tzion Yud Gimel, when he quotes Rashi that says that Yesh Lizor Shelo Yosef Bahen, that's Rashi on the Gemara there, he says, Uvavay Niseinu Harabim Yesh Anoshim Shemahavchin HaSeder, they do the opposite. Uvoyin HaYidei Zeh Lidei Gezel V'chil Hashem, that if they have some money, so then, Adarabba, when it comes to other things, they spend a lot of money. When it comes to Shabbos and Yantim and Talmud Torah, that they don't spend too much. And they use up, so to speak, what their set amount is. But they need more money. They need more money. So then, they unfortunately come to different averis. Later on, in Hilchas Yantif, in the end of Hilchas Yantif, and then the last siman in Chelek Hay, it talks about Tavkuf Chaptes, where it talks about Simchas Yontif. So over there, the Mishbura again brings, the Shulchan Aruch says over there, Ayitzamtzeim Ma'itzayis Yontif. The Mishbura says, why? The same idea, because it's Ma'isif, Ma'isif, and Lai. So there the Bir Halacha says, Aval b'shar hayomim tzorach kol adam litzamtzim b'yitzayisav. On a regular day, a person has to be careful with his how much he spends. He brings from the Gemara, Mekayre, from the Gemara, Mezayin Yisrael, and Ketubim, and Rashi says, don't spend too much, because you never know how much that could be more than what Hashem said for you. B'zeh teichachas meruba al zmanenu. So the Bir Halacha says over there, and this is a lot of rebuke for our time. Shabbat v'niseinu harabim harbe anofshim oivrim al zeh. Many people are over on this. V'lo yosimu leiv eich lisnag v'itzoyis beisam. And they're not really clear, they don't pay attention, how a person is supposed to spend money. L'harchik dvarim ha-maisarim, or ha-mutarim, probably maisarim. You know, those things that are extra, you don't need so much, so you don't have to have it. V'rabim chalolim hipilo an hagarazu. So it's not a 2025 problem, right? Whatever year the Mr. Brewer wrote Chelekei, he was having this problem too, right? Rabim chalolim hipilo an hagarazu. There were a lot of sacrifice, a lot of victims because of this. Shemivia sa'adim lebasayif ha'idei zeli de gezel v'chamas v'gam l'cherpo chlima. Person, he lives on a high standard and he doesn't have it, so it comes to many different averis. Baharbe sibus yesh shagarmim lanhaga razu. Over there, Mr. Brewer says, a lot of things that cause this issue of overspending. So Makubi, you have to turn off the recording here. But he says, Basiba hagadoyla shivakulam, and the biggest problem is, huayide hanoshim, the women. Shadaitin kalois, veinen rez hanoilad. They want right away, they need zach, and they don't see down the future what's going to happen. know, today might be fun fakert, right? Ashrei Misha Bonam Benaisa, what did it say, Bonam Bonas, right? So, but Ashrei Lemisha Yamitz Levavoy. Listen to what he says, Mishaburu there. He says, you got to be strong. And they're coming and begging you. You can't give into it. You have to know, your spending has to be with a cheshmen. The way you make, you spend. Okay, anyway, so that's a common theme here in the Mishabura, based on this Gemara Masechtabe over here. Okay, so that is, so back to the Mishabura. Lavin beribis litzayrech tzuda shabbos aysudas mitzvah. So it says, this is based on a Gemara, Yishalmi, I think, that says you're allowed to borrow with ribis for a mitzvah, suda shabbos or for a sudas mitzvah. So what does it mean? You're allowed to borrow money beribis? That's iser. Behainu. So Mishaburu says what it means to say either me'ein Yehudi. We're not talking about being over an iser. Now there is, Shar Tzion brings down, there are some, the Mefarish in the Yerushalmi, that says that that if it's ribis derabanan, it's not ribis ksuso, however you're going to get a case of ribis derabanan, so then it would be mutter litzarech mitzvah. You do find, like by for yisaimim, the Gemara talks about, certain cases they were mater ribis derabanan. So there's some paiskim that say, when it says here beribis, it means you could do ribis midrabanan for a mitzvah, but the Mishaburu doesn't know like that. He's saying not like that. Behind whom any Yehudi. What I mean to say is, from a guy where there's no iser paying a guy ribis, but you might say, who says I'm chayiv to go do that? I'm really end up losing more money, right? Because I'm paying extra. So no, there is an inyan to do it. Oy mi Yisrael derech heter, if you have a way of doing it, derech heter, a heteriska or something like that, there's a way of doing it. So the Mishaburu is clear, you can't do an iser derabban and a ribis for a suda Shabbos. Let's say they send someone food specific for Shabbos. So Sefer Chassidim says, if something specifically sent to you for Shabbos, don't eat it in the weekday. It's specific for Shabbos. We find because it's specifically for Shabbos, specifically for a mitzvah, so then you don't eat it on the weekday. That's Sefer Chassidim says. Now, v'ayin l'kamam b'simen tafresh sadi dal tzipay, z'dasa shulchan aruch sham, da'ani yochel l'shanes b'magbas purim l'masha yirtza, after goyve l'tzarech purim. So he's saying an interesting tushtel over here. So Mishaburu is saying, he's making sort of, see, if I would learn the Sefer Chassidim, and I didn't look it up, but if I learn the Sefer Chassidim, it sounds more like a ruchnias type of thing. Something that's set aside for Shabbos, you don't eat on the weekday. It was sent to you for Shabbos. Right? That's the Kavod Shabbos, you leave for Shabbos. Mishaburu is making it into like a halachic thing here. It was sent for you for Shabbos, so who says you're allowed to eat on the weekday? Maybe the guy never, if he would know you're eating on the weekday, would never send it to you. Make a taste you could change from his kavana. So where do you find such a concept? You find that concept that money was collected from Matanas Levyainim for Magbas Purim, and now you give it to the Ani, and the Ani says, listen, I already have a Sudas Purim, I need it for tomorrow. Is he allowed to change from your kavan or not? So over there it says, the ani is allowed to change l'mashi yirtza after gavul et tzarech purim, even though it was collected, it was given al das to be used on purim, but once it gets to the ani's hand, the person who gave it was yaitze, whatever, mitzvah, he was yaitze, and he has a right to say, now, I don't need it on purim, I want it for tomorrow. So therefore, the Mishaburu is sort of saying, so if the guy sends it to you for dafka for Shabbos, so why not let it change it and eat it on Friday or eat it on Sunday? That's a machlokes over there. I am betur sham. So it's interesting how he's like bringing this halachic discussion into it, which could be the Sefer Chassidim, is not really going in a halachic sense. He's just going in this concept. You know, you find, like it says, anything that was used for a dvar mitzvah, let's say anything that was used for your hamaitzi, you don't give to a guy to eat. You don't give to a guy. Things that were used for a mitzvah, you don't give it to, you don't use it for mundane things, for things that don't have kedusha. So therefore, things that we use, that are set aside for Shabbos, you don't use for the weekday. That's the chayr of the pashtus. But the Mishaburu gets in now to this technical halachic idea of maybe you're not even allowed to, based on that concept over there by part. Okay. Before we continue in the Shulchan Aruch, we have to see one Bir Alach here. It's also important. And the Amud Aleph. It's also where the Mishnah Berurah sort of is going off on a tangent here. But again, since he feels the need to discuss it, we'll see it as well. And that is the second Bir Halacha, Anamanav L'Chabed. About halfway down. So again, we're talking about here a person who only has a very small, limited amount of money. What he has to do to use it for Kavod Shabbos. V'imyesh le'rak matmois. Let's say a person only has a few dollars, and he wants to use it to lechabed es haShabbos, and all of a sudden, uba socher litvoya avor pulasoi shegamer lehayayim. He had a hired worker who was working for him, and the guy finished the job today, and he comes, and he says, I finished the job, it's time to pay me. So you have a mitzvah now, a mitzvah say to pay the person on the day that he finishes the job. And you have a lois say of lois solin, not to leave it over to the next day. So l'chaira, here you're now going to take your last few dollars that you have for Kavod Shabbos, and you have to give it to the payel. So, now, in parentheses he writes, and this is why this is such a geshmak be'alocha, because he now goes through the halachas of b'yayim etitin tzcharei. Dim gomroi be'esmal. Let's say the guy finished it on Thursday, right? He finished it Thursday. Ein alav rak iser deval tasha. There's an iser the Gemara says not to delay. It's based on a pasuk and knock somewhere. You don't delay the payment. But it's not specific to a worker. Anyone you owe money to, you're not supposed to be kicking the can down the what? What? The path, thank you. Wherever you kick it down, right? So, you know, whatever it is, you're supposed to pay the guy. Ach, now it's interesting. Now he said, so basically what he's saying, it sounds like what he's saying is, that if it's the Isra of delaying, so you're not delaying for no reason. You have Kavod Shabbos here. It's a mitzvah. So that's why you're doing it. So about you spend the money. He says, but what if you're Talmud Chacham? So Yesh L'ayin, he says, Ayin Yuma Pei Zayin, it's supposed to be Pei Vav. Heichi Dami Chil Hashem. The Gemara over there says, what's called the Chil Hashem? So Gemara says, one man damer says, if I don't pay the butcher on time, I take it on credit, I don't pay him on time. Because people, he's going to think that I'm not paying him. The Gemara says, it depends what the case is. If it's a case where he has to come get the money from you, that's a problem. If you're going to go give him the money, whatever the minig is. It depends on the situation. But basically what he's being ma'ir here is that if you are going to cause a chil Hashem, if you're a Talmud Chacham, and you're going to cause a chil Hashem, because the guy who you owe money to, who finished the job yesterday, he sees you go spending it on Kavod Shabbos and thinks that you're never going to pay him, so that might be a Chil Hashem issue, which now may override the Kavod Shabbos issue. Okay, that's the end of the brackets. So Nira, back to our original case, the guy finished it today. Nira Tzarech Litneim La'apoyel Kedei L'kayim Ashakosuv B'yoyim Etitin Tzcharev L'Yisov V'Lav Hashemesh. Afshal Yidei Zeh Lo Yishor Lo'y B'man La'anek HaShabbos, even though he won't have anything left for Anek Shabbos, L'maitzer, there's an Asay and a Lois Asay, finished, you got to pay. Oy, She'yifaisenu She'yisratza La'amte Marachar HaShabbos. You have another Eitzah. You could be Mephias the guy. You could tell him, listen, could you wait till after Shabbos? If he's maskim and he's meichel, you're not over. So you see, if the guy's maskim and he's meichel, so then you're not over. The chiyu tashlum yisachar b'zmanu hu midoraisa. So now back to why you would have to pay today. Paying him today is deraisa. V'zeh avirak midivre kabbalah. Einik Shabbos is like, okay, it's a divre kabbalah. We discussed that. So you say, but 1 second, some holds deraisa. Okay, but it's a deraisa of Einik Shabbos. But the other side, there's an assay of paying on time and a lois assay. The Gemara in Yavamis that an assay, positive commandment, can be doicha lois assay. But if the lois assay has an assay with it, like here, paying him on time has both a positive and a negative. So one assay of Einik Shabbos cannot knock off those two. V'zeloi mikri kitavoi ve'enlois. The Mishnah says, 1 second. L'chaira, what happens if a guy finishes a job and he comes, he says, here's the bill, and you don't have a penny to pay him? So you're not over in that case because you don't have what to pay with. You're not over. So maybe we should consider it the fact that you only have a few dollars for Kavod Shabbos, maybe it's considered if you don't have the money. He says, "Vizeh." He doesn't even say why. He just says it's not. "Vizeh loy mikri ketavi vein loy de'ino ayver b'val talit," because you have it. The fact that you want to use it for another mitzvah Kavod Shabbos doesn't get you out of that issur. Now, v'chol devareinu, and this is where he gives the geshmak eitza here, the mishavura. V'chol devareinu hu dafka im kvar hevi ha'pu'ulo leveis v'alabayis v'kibel mimanu. The case is talking about, and it depends, you have to know which situation it is, but in a situation where a guy did a job for you, and whatever he worked on, now he has to bring it to you. So he brings it to you, he gives it to you, and he gives you the bill for it. So at that point, you have all the mitzvahs. Dim lav hachi, but if he hasn't brought the job to your house yet, yesh lebalabayis eitza acheres. Shaloi lekabel mimenu. The guy comes to the door, he says, "Here's your shoes, I fixed your shoes for you. Listen, I don't want them. Sunday, come back Sunday. You know what, I'll even pick them up on Sunday. You don't have to come to my house." V'oz eino oiver. You're not over in that case. Because your only over on B'yayim Mitzitz Charmel is when he completes the job and he gives you what he completed and then you're achayv to pay. V'az ain't over. Afilu imamar le'apoyol bo butala chevitz mimani ve'ina reitz alak v'itacha as haschirus v'chumay shakasa b'shita mekubetz as well metziah daf yukub yabez b'shem rab rabbenis anayin shom. So he says, and even if it's a case where the poyol said, listen, he sent him a message, come get it from me. I don't want it here anymore. I don't want it. Even though you're paying me to do the job, I don't want it. Still, even though he says that, now, there's a machlekes over there, what din shomer he has, right? There's a halacha that a guy's a payel, so he has a din like a shomer sachar, because he's being paid to do the job, and he has a din like a shomer sachar. But if he said to the person, come pick it up, it's Mishnayos already, come pick it up, so then, I don't want it anymore. So then, he becomes a Shai Mechina. He becomes a Shai Mechina. So, L'chaira, that's what he's saying over here. So even the guy tells him, come, I don't want it anymore. So you might think that at that point, L'maitza, you owe him the money. Because you're not coming and showing up with all your cheshbonos. Maybe at that point, you're over. Again, it's not. Till you get the chayfetz, forget all the chayshe mishpat issues of that. But for this issue, till you get the chayfetz. So this is an eitzah. If a person doesn't want to be over, for whatever reason, a person has these things, and that day, if the person doesn't come with the product and give him the bill, it's the same thing really of giving the bill. You have to give the bill as well. If a guy finishes a job and there's no, again, if it's an automatic, you know how much you owe him, so it's automatic, you have to give a bill. But let's say there's a cheshbon that has to be made. If he doesn't come, so then there's no issue. Okay, let us go. A drop by in the Shulchan Aruch. Then in Shulchan Aruch, top line, Mitakonis Ezra, Shiu Mechabsim Begodim Behei B'Shabbos Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. So it was a Takonis Ezra that you should wash your clothing on Thursdays Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Hey, Hainu Kedei Shiu Levanim L'Shabbos. We want you to have, what's the Kavod Shabbos? We want you to have white clothing for Shabbos. Should be clean clothing for Shabbos. Now, avoloi be'erev Shabbos, kedei shiupnuyim lisasek b'tzarchei Shabbos. We don't want you to do it, so l'chayra, do it erev Shabbos. L'chayra, it's even more fresh if you do it erev Shabbos. No, but erev Shabbos, we want you to be pony lisasek b'tzarchei Shabbos. And it was in those days, it was a big deal. It was a whole day affair to go wash clothing. Now, Mishnah Berurah is saying a chiddush over here. Because there is a machlokes, and he's meramitz to this in the Shaar Tzion. What was Ezra's takana? Was Ezra's takana that you should wash clothes the Kavod Shabbos? Now, when should you do that? Do that on Thursday because you don't want to shter Friday when you want to, that you need to prepare for Shabbos. Or was Ezra's takana had nothing to do with preparing your clothes for Shabbos? Ezra's takana was, don't do laundry on Friday, because if you're doing laundry on Friday, you won't be able to prepare for Shabbos properly, and that's the lack of Kavod Shabbos. Right? If you want to do your laundry on Monday, gazunt, hey, do what you want. We don't care. We don't want to do your laundry at all. Don't do it. But Ezra's takana was, don't do it Friday, so Friday should be a free day. Or no. Or was Ezra's takana dafka to have clean clothing for Shabbos? Now, when should I do it? Okay, don't do it Friday because that has another issue. So, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Hainu Kadeshi Levonim b'Shabbos. He's saying, Ezra's takana was have clean clothing for Shabbos. That's number one. That was the takana. But now, so do it close. No, don't do it Arab Shabbos because that's going to make a problem of Isasa B'Tzarech Shabbos. Ulefi Zeh, so the way I'm saying now, Tzarech Lizor Shle Leilche B'Cholok Echor Kama Shabbosos Kidoi Shle Laver Al Takanas Ezra. So therefore, if Takanas Ezra is to have clean clothing for Shabbos, he says you have to make sure not to go with one shirt for many weeks in order not to be over in Takanas Ezra. Because Takanas Ezra wasn't necessarily that you have to wash your clothing every week. You don't, as long as it's still clean, you're okay. But after a few weeks of wearing the same shirt, so that's why he says, if you're going to go a few weeks with the same shirt and it's no longer clean, now you're being over on Takanas Ezra of having clean clothes for Shabbos. Now they talk about, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, that, like I say, it doesn't have to be freshly laundered every week. That's what it sounds like from him. Even in Takanas Ezra, wasn't it then freshly laundered? As long as you have clean clothing, you are okay. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mezah Hashem, we'll continue next time.